Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends. This year should be a special Schusselu Nishmas Maris Esther Vassar Shmuel. So your site is today. In the Torah HaKadosha, in Parshas Vayikro, in Perek Dalid, Posuk Gimel, in Hakoyen HaMashiach Yecheto, LaAshmas Ha'om, VeHikriv Al Chatasoy Asher Choto, Par ben bakor tomim, Lashem lichatos. This means that if the Kohen HaMashiach, who is the anointed Kohen, I the Kohen Gadol, sins so as to bring guilt to the people, la'ashmas ha'om, so as to bring guilt on the people, to the people. Let him offer for his sin, which he has sinned, a young bull without a blemish to Hashem as a sin offering. Ad kan mitivrei kodshoi shel aposuk. Rashi sham masbir. כדרכנו בקודש, צריך לעיין טוב טוב ברש"י. רש"י אומר, אם הכהן המשיח שזדון אליו וקורס, בשגרת סייחתוס, okay, it's amazing it would be אליו and קורס and בשגרת סייחתוס, יחדל אשמס העם, Rashi says, "Eno chayav ela behelim dovor im shigas maisa." He's only chayav if he paskins incorrectly. You have to have two conditions. He has to be moire hoiro al acherim bishgoga shehu moter. And then he himself sins in the matter that he paskin. Enu chayv ela behelim dovo. Im shigatz maisi, did the mice himself. Kmo shenemar lo ashmat ha'am. It says lo ashmat ha'am. That was like the din we find by ashmat ha'am. When do they bring a parahelim dovo shel tzibur? They bring a parahelim dovo shel tzivanela menei kol v'asu. זאת אומרת, פסוק זה נאמר בפר ההלם דבר של ציבור, שבא על שגגתם של סנהדרין גדולה, ודרשו חכמים מכך שאינם חייבים עד שישגגו בית דין בהוראתם, שנאמר ונעלם דבר מעיני הקהל, ועד שיעשו רוב הקהל על פיהם, שנאמר ועשו. זאת אומרת, צריך שני תנאים. בית דין has to be שגג בהוראתם, and then the Rova call has to do based on what they say. And so to the Kohen Gadol, who's Hukosh, Va'osh Mas Ha'am, so we equate him and we say the Zel B'Zach. He's also only Chayiv if he paskins for others and he does the Avera himself. That's Midroshoi. U'pshutoi lefi ha'godo she'kal Kohen Gadol choyte Osh Mas Ha'am huzeh she'im tluyim bo'y lechaper aleyem u'lehespal ol ba'adom ונעשם בקולקול. לפי דרשת חכמים, that we learned earlier, לאשמה סעם is like כאשמה סעם. So that doesn't really seem so good with פשוטו של מיקרא. So here it's to the guilt of the people, Rashi says, because they're tali bo. To be mechaper, to daven for them, and he himself was corrupted. Zlachen, ishlanu po baya. That's lashmas ha'am. So lashmas ha'am can mean either it has to be helim dovarim shigas maisa, like the par helim dovar shel tzibur. Lashmas ha'am means that he's there to help the nation, their talibo, and he himself becomes corrupted. He himself becomes corrupted. אז כדרכנו בקודש, אנחנו נציג סדרה של קושיות. קודם כל צריך ביור לפי מדרשו, שעיקרו הוא זה על פי תורת רבנו, כדרכנו בשיעורי החומה שלנו. על פי דרך מורנו ורבנו מאור עינינו לשמור לזכות אהבת כל נפש הגוין הגודל רב דוביץ הצער. אז הוא מקשה כך, מלבד צריך ביאור, חוץ מזה שצריך להבין, according to the medrash, that it's to tell us that the din is כדין אשמס העם. So, if that's true, then we should have learned the אשמס העם first, in order to shtel tzu the din of the Kohen Gadol. But how weird is it that first we have the din of the Kohen Gadol, before the אשמס העם? So if that's really true, why does the Kohen Gadol come first? The Archaim HaKadosh is already I made on this cash. We also have to understand, like we mentioned before, what does it mean, le'oshmasa'am? It should say, ki'oshmasa'am. Like the guilt of the people, just like they have, just like their din, so to his din. Im hora'av shigas ma'isa. What's le'oshmasa'am? Itacheni, gam lefi pshuto. Rashi writes that le'oshmasa'am, what's the guilt of the people? Why are the people guilty? Where do you see guilt of the people? So Rashi writes that שזה שהם תלויים בו לצפה לו באדם ולחפר אליהם נעשה מקולקו. So what this means is, I slightly mistranslated it before, that now that this person who has he's supposed to help them out, so that became a kulko. Venasim a kulko means that his ability to be mechaper for them and to help them out, that became a kulko. Kasher, when the Kohen HaMashiach himself is sinning, even b'shogeg, that's memayit b'kaparosim shel Yisrael. So that's the nasa mekulkol. Before I translated it, that he becomes mekulkol. So how's this oshmas ha'am? So the pshat is, and this is how it's explained in the Biurei Rashi. They have a very beautiful Rashi Hamavur Chumash, which is just gevaldik. They have so many beautiful, beautiful svarim we have today to help us understand our Torah. It's gevaldik. Akoponim, now this became a cool call because he can't help him out anymore because he himself is sinful. So that's the Oshmas Ha'am. That's the guilt of the people. But what are they guilty? How are they guilty? My Oshma Yesh Ba'am. Where's the guilt of the people? People aren't guilty. He's guilty. They ain't guilty. Sorry for saying the word ain't. Now, the Pshuto Shel Mikra is talking about the fact that he has to bring a carbon for his Aveira. So what does this have to do with the people? Like, what are you bringing them in for? Chayruk, this is a Dabar Noisaf. And in addition to his sin, you also have L'Ashma Sa'am. Now this Indian of him being Mechaper for them isn't going to work so well anymore. That doesn't seem to be so gishmak with the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra is that we're dealing with his sin here, not what it does to the nation. Also, how is the Pshuto and Midrasha going to work together? We always say that the Oimek HaDrash, the Oimek HaPshat is the Drash, or the Oimek HaDrash is the Pshat, that they work together, the Pshat and the Drash. So how does the Pshat, of that he has the same din as the Par Helim Dovah Shel Tzibur, work with the pshat that Rashi gives, that the people are guilty now. People are going to be messed up because he himself sinned. Okay, kama kushiot kvar itzagnu kidei leorer et hamachshava. V'hinei kvar amad haRamban kan bepasuk bet. Amad haRamban kan bepasuk bet al ma shelo ne'amar bekorban haKohen HaMashiach. את מה שכתוב בחטאת הקהל. We have the chatas hakol, we have the sin of the people in pasuk chof, So here there's a discrepancy. It says va'asa lapal v'chiper aleihem hakoyin v'nislach lehem. So too in the korban hanasi, as kochel bo v'chiper olav hakoyin mechatosoi v'nislach lehem. So too korban yochid 31, as kochel bo v'chiper olav hakoyin v'nislach lehem. V'chenu pasuk lamed hey v'chiper olav hakoyin mechatosoi shiochot v'nislach lehem. Shenemar bekulam shemechaper aleihem hakorban u'poel slicha lehem. V'leta et zeh b'kohen Mashiach. And we don't have that by the Kohen Mashiach. Why not? Why by the Kohen Mashiach don't we have this? V'chiper alav hakohen al chatos v'shiochot v'nislach lo. So the Ramban says, Ulai l'roiv ma'alosoi lo yichaper v'nislach lo legamrei. Ad sheyispal v'yischan el lokov. Maybe they can't completely mechaper for him. He has to pray to the Lord. Ki malach Hashem tzvakotu. Because he is an angel of God and he has to be clean and have pure hands. That's the Ramban suggestion. See also the Kli Yokor in Pasuk Chof. Nevertheless, Akati Tzorich Bir Hashinuyim Sheyeshnam Linyan HaKapara Bein Kol Hanu Korbanot Shebechatat HaKahal Katuv V'chiper Aleihem HaKohen V'nislach Lahem. There are other discrepancies. In Chatas HaKol it says V'chiper Aleihem HaKohen V'nislach Lahem. By the Nasi it says V'chiper Aleihem HaKohen Mechatosoi V'nislach Lo. It doesn't say by the Kol, it doesn't say Mechatosom. So why the extra Mechatosoi by the Nasi? By the Yochid, the sin of the Yochid, for those who don't know, in this week's Parsha we speak about where they should have been marked in the various Averis that are done, the Kaparas we bring for the Averis. So, we speak about the chatas of the chait of the Kohen Gadol, the chait of the Melech, the chait of the Tzibur, the chait of the Yochid. So in the Yochid in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says v'chiper v'nislach, it doesn't say mechatosai. That's in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Pasuk Lamed Hei l'gabe the Yochid, it does say al-chatosai. We're talking about different animals. First, we're talking about where he brings a Si'iras Izim Tumim and a Keva. And there it doesn't say anything about Mechatasai. And then it says Vim Keves Yavi Korban. Oh, there it does say Mechatasai. So these are all things that need to be sorted out, as the English would say. So what's the difference within the Yachid himself? How come by a Nasi? It says Mechatosoi, whereas by the Tzibur, it doesn't say Mechatosoi. And again, how come by the Kohen HaMashiach, it doesn't say this Lashon of that the Kohen's Mechaper and Nislach Lo. We also have to understand Pasuk Beis. It says, "Daber al bnei Yisrael nefesh ki techte bishkaga mikol mitzvot Hashem asher lo teasenu v'asa me'achat me'ele." Speak to the Jewish people. A soul that sins bishkaga from all the mitzvot Hashem that he shouldn't do, and he does one of them. Here it's called mitzvot Hashem. So to in the Tzibur and Pasuk Yit Gimel, we call that soul Yishkuv ne'alam daver minei akol v'asu achas. Kotz Hashem Elo Tehsen Eva Hashemu, it's also Mitzvah Hashem. So to Pasuk Chav Zayin Lagabedi Yochid, Yunefes Achas Hechaz Vishkogam Yamaretz Pasay Sachaz Mitzvah Hashem Elo Tehsen Eva Hashem. All them it says Mitzvah Hashem by the Nasi, Pasuk Chav Beis, Hashem Nasi Yechtov, Asa Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Elo Kov, Hashem Elo Tehsen Eva Hashem. Here it becomes Elo Kov, Maishna. So the Gemara Darshan is a Drasha, but it says, the Ramban over here. But in the words Mashma, that's not the Mashma, it's the Pasuk. It's Gzeirah Shavah. So what's the Pshuto of the Pasuk? Ma Mashmut HaPshuta. So it would appear as follows. בצורך בכפרת הקורבן על עבירה בשוגג, כתב הרמב״ם, the fact that you need a kapara of a carbon if you do an avera b'shogeg, the Ramban writes, v'tam ha-karbonos al ha-nefesh ha-shogeges, mipnei shekol ha-avonos yolidu p'gam b'nefesh, v'hem mum bo, v'lo tizke l'hakvil p'nei yoytzro, rak b'heyoyse t'horo mikol chet, v'ulei zay tipshe ha-umois, z'lechem lovoy l'fona, v'lechein ha-nefesh ha-shogeges, tak ha-korban tizke l'korban ha-loikim, asher nas nisana. So the Ramban writes that the reason of the Karbanos on a Shogeg is because Avonos, sins, create a pagam, a blemish in one's soul, and you cannot receive the face of God, of your Creator, unless you're pure of all sin. Otherwise, the fools of the nations would come before God. We don't want that. So therefore, a sinful soul should bring a carbon and be zeichah to be carved Lashem. Now, parenthetically, the Ramban famously, earlier on 1:4, writes that there's no carbon unless there's a chai b'krisus or mises based in, because if it's a regular lav, there's no nesias chet, there's no sin b'shoigeg. And this is a groisa, groisa discussion. Ve'en kan mekomo. The Ramban says that you can't go before God if you do the serious Avera. You have to first bring a carbon. So it's the Ramban in the Shaar HaGemul, Parshas Nitzavim 29:28. The Or Chaim here in Pasuk Beis, the Ramban adds in the Shaar HaGemul another reason. It's because he sinned because he wasn't careful. He should have been more fearful. He should have been more yared and chored. He should have been more of a charedi. He should have been more fearful to sin. So to the Rambam in Hilchos Shkogis, Perekei Alachavov, and this is discussed by Moreinu v'Rabbeinu b'Sifro HaBahir v'Hanifla Tehillah LeDavid b'Or HaChaim b'Siman Chof Aleph. So each of them is an independent reason. One, that you can't go before God unless you bring a carbon. And two, you owe a carbon because you weren't careful enough. אז לפי זה אפשר לפרש שהשינויים שישנם כאן בין הקורבנות, the discrepancies we have in the language of the קורבנות, עיקרם הוא במה שישנו קורבן שעיקרו כלפי פגם הנפש, שיש בעבירה בשוגג, שזה דבר חמור מאוד. So we have the... discrepancies in the psukim between the different karbanos, it's coming to teach us that there's a karban that's primarily towards the blemish in the soul of a person who does an avera b'shogeg. That's very, very severe, that's very serious, and therefore a person needs a kapara. But there's also a koyach kapara that a person needs for mezalzel. He wasn't careful enough. So it's primarily for the pagam in the nefesh, for the blemish in the soul, and there's also the fact that he was mezalzel b'chet. On the other hand, there are other karbanos that the ikir is klape the zilzel b'chet. They weren't careful about the sin, and that's why they sin. And that's what primarily needs kapara, that they should have been more careful. And in addition, there's also kapara on the pagam b'nefesh. And then there are karbanos that they're equal. So there's some karbanos that are primarily for the pagam benefesh, and ancillary is the zilzul and the avera. Others are primarily zilzul and the avera, and ancillary is the pagam benefesh, and others are both equally. So with this yisoid, mir tashem, we will tanzerain and start explaining things in the coming shir. And we will see Niflos, Rabbi Yisai. Please, stick with me. It's going to be awesome. Shalom, shalom, Ravina Rishal. Continue. Thank you for listening.